Beth Schwartz is superintendent for ISD 166, and she joins us this morning to talk about yesterday's board meeting. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let's start off with what we really need to talk about is we need a candidate for Grand Marais West.
We do. When Jay says candidate, it's for our school board positions, which are very important positions with primary responsibilities being to hire and fire the superintendent, engage and represent your stakeholders in your district, and set policy. Grand Marais West is District 3, and that goes, obviously, like it says, the west side of Grand Marais out to Cascade. And our board member currently serving that district is Ann Sullivan. However, she moved over the last few months and is now out of that district, so she is no longer eligible to run. And we have a 5-member board, so if we don't get somebody for that position, that reduces us down to a 4-member board.
And that's stalemate.
It is. And, you know, we've got a great board, great people to work with. We have fun in our meetings. We're respectful. It really is truly an important position. So please consider running for that position. Jeannie Anderson is running in the West End, District 5, and Deb White is running in District 1. If you'd like to run, it's down to the county auditor's office, and it's a $2 filing fee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you've got until the close of business on August 12th.
Yep, so please, again, consider that.
Well, speaking of school boards, then let's talk about back to school. That's right around the corner.
It is. You'll be seeing the Viking Voice in or around August 22nd. The Viking Voice is a flyer that goes out with all kinds of back to school information, which will give you an idea of what's going on prior to school. Want to give a shout out to Andrea Lilienthal. She's done a great job on it again this year, pulling it all together. It's a wealth of information, and so please watch for that.
And Viking Vision.
The Viking Vision is a pamphlet or a brochure that's been developed by a group of people, community members, students, teachers, administration, and school board. And what it is it's an outline of where we want to be going during the next 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. It lists our priorities and our strategies, and that document will be available at the open house on August 27th from 3:30 to 6:30, and we also hope to have those out and about in the community before Labor Day weekend, so folks can see that.
So this is you know, not anything that's locked in, but it's a vision for where you want to be.
Right. It's general priorities, and then the strategies are a little bit more specific, but then it's up to the administration, the principals, and the superintendent to then bring that down to specific actions. Mm-hmm. It also guides the board on spending. So if someone brings a project or something to the board and they need to spend a chunk of money on it, they go to that pamphlet and say, okay, where does this fit in these general priorities? And mm-hmm. is it really helping us get to where we want to go?
Okay. We've been talking about the necessary sign-ups and forms and fees that need to be done before you can start fall athletic practice, which starts on Monday. And there's still one day left to do that. Pam Taylor will be in her office, the athletic director, from 4 to 7. However, there are some changes. Fees.
There are, and we completely understand that everybody is always stretched for money, but we really needed to raise our fees a little bit this year to make sure that we maintain an athletic program. Our middle school fees went up to $125 per student, high school $150 per student. There is a maximum individual set at $375 and a maximum family set at $600. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody has recognized that over the last 2 years our gas prices have crept up, and we certainly do our fair share of transportation. And that's in large part why the fees went up, because our equipment allotments are going to help supplement transportation, and we just can't continue to do that because our equipment allotments are not all that big to begin with. Mm-hmm. So in order
now
to
does football, this, I mean, like football helmets and that kind of
yep,
stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to no, right. skimp on that.
Yep.
And speaking of football, big change coming up.
We do. And I know some people aren't too sure about this, but I'm excited about it. I watched a nine-man football team, which is what we'll be playing in the fall of 2015, folks. And, you know, it's a fun game to watch. It's more of a running game. It opens up the field a little bit more. And we are doing that not by choice, but by the fact that we are now under a certain population of students in our athletic program. And so the Minnesota State High School League decides who's going to go where. And we have been directed to go nine-man. And a lot of people are worried about transportation.
I was going to say, but on the other hand, I've noticed over the last couple of years, as rural populations shrink and rural school districts accordingly shrink, there are more nine-man teams than I've seen in a long time, and some of them are a little bit closer.
Right, and we won't be going to Ogilvie anymore. We don't have to travel over to International Falls. We won't be going down to Onamia. And I should have wrote down all the districts that would be in our conference, but most of them are over on the range.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Mountain Iron Buell, Cherry. I can't remember the others.
Well,
there's five. And then we'll be going to Carleton. But really, mm-hmm. Carleton, I think, was about the furthest away. So we're hoping that maybe that might actually eliminate, or not eliminate, but lower some of our transportation costs.
Well, since you don't have much control over it, and I'm sure that Dick Doerr and Norman Moe, when we start doing our football previews, we'll have all that information. But it's a big change for the school. But as you say, I know I've been to a couple of nine-man games, and they can be fun. And school starts day after Labor Day.
It starts the day after Labor Day, and what may be really important to those elementary kids, class lists will be up August 22nd.
Now, what do you mean? Why is that important to the elementary kids?
Well, everybody wants to know who their teacher's going to be.
Oh, of course.
And in grade 4 and 5, they know who that is, but kindergarten 1, 2, or 3, they've got, you know, there's two teachers at each level, and who's my teacher, you know? And so those lists will be posted on the 22nd.
Oh, that's right. That's elementary. That's when you have the same teacher all day long.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have great ones.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty enthusiastic about the beginning of the school year. And again, let's urge people in the Grand Marais West area to, if they're interested in being a part of the school board, to get down and sign up. And because it's just a matter. I mean, that district had been represented by Mary Sanders for years. She moved out of the district, and now her replacement that was appointed in the meantime has moved out. So it's not because people don't want to do it; it's that they can't.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Beth Schwartz, Superintendent of ISD 166. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Jay. Have a good day.